The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we're going to be talking about Kanye's involvement in the DMX Celebration of Life or Memorial Service that happened the other day at the Barclays Center, and the fact that Kanye and his team were responsible for the visual elements of this service, which I think surprised me, and I'm sure it surprised a lot of others, how involved Kanye was in this celebration. So in this video, we're going to go over and recap some of what happened, the visual elements, as well as Kanye and DMX's history, and get into a little bit of the aftermath of the service and Kanye's participation in the celebration of DMX. So you can see here this initial article from Deadline, just saying Kanye West's Sunday Service Choir performs at DMX's Barclays Center Memorial. And it wasn't just one performance, right? Like a song like you'd see at the Grammys. They had a number of songs. You can see here later on, or in the service, with an arrangement of Soul to Soul's Keep on Moving. Later on, they would perform Excellent, as well as You Brought the Sunshine by the Clark Sisters and the hymn Jesus Loves Me. And you can see other people that were there included Eve, Jadakiss, Styles P, Nas and Swizz Beatz, of course, and Dragon, original members of the hip-hop collective Rough Riders, which launched DMX towards stardom. And DMX's family was there too. We got to hear from a lot of his kids, including one of his daughters who did a rendition of a DMX song that was so touching that I want to tear up just thinking about how sweet she was and how great and beautiful her song was. Especially as someone that lost my parents very early, right? I was 20 and 25, so it just kind of hits a chord. But you can see here this visual element, and I'm sure if you're a Kanye fan, you know already just like, this is so Kanye, right? People have been posting pictures on Twitter of the Life of Pablo tour, or the St. Pablo tour, the Yeezus tour, the Watch the Throne tour, and just how excellent the visuals are for these things. And this is no different. You have this upper screen and the lower screen, which throughout the performance ended up showing different visuals, usually of DMX, but the Sunday Service Choir then performing on stage. As far as I'm aware from what I saw, they were the only performers throughout the evening, just kind of giving that solemnity to the events. And you can see here just some of the images throughout. And Kanye was down here kind of incognito the whole time. I'm pretty sure that's him right there. And the rest of the choir doing their thing. Yeah, and there's Kanye again. I don't know, there's just something about the body language that jumps out immediately. And you can see here these different visuals on screen and people below, and just how striking each of these images are. It feels like everything's just straight out of a movie. Just having that somberness. And that's DMX's casket right there. They brought his body from Yonkers to Barclays in this red casket. It was in the back of a monster truck, which was really cool. And just how many people came out to see the procession and just send their love. You can see this is one of the coolest ones to me. Just any of these distant shots showing the stage. And then coming back again to the performers and a little down on set. Yeah, and that too with all the family photos. Man, wild. Wild, look at that. Okay. So you can find all the clips on YouTube. A lot of people have the clips up, the full songs. You can see here, 5 minutes, 6 minutes. This one's 8 minutes. Yeah, so we got almost 30 minutes of performance. And then jumping back a little bit, you might be thinking, like, why Sunday Service performing so much? DMX actually ended up at a Sunday service and led a prayer back in March of 2019. And this was in the early days of Sunday service when we weren't sure how long this was going to last. And here we are 2 years later with them continuing to perform and continuing to deliver like top tier, high quality events that are really touching every time. And I think to the fans that just hear it in the aftermath, to the people that are there, but this is the sermon you can see DMX giving, or the prayer that he was giving at the time. It's not great quality, but I'll link that below and you can just kind of hear that gravel that made up DMX's voice and made him so special, and hear a lot of what he was saying. Like, DMX is historically very religious, right? A lot of his albums, all of his albums, most of his albums had religious themes through them. And a lot of his top songs, and I think best songs that weren't necessarily radio plays, had religious elements to them, and the struggle between what you're doing and what you believe that feel very pre-Kanye. It just feels ahead of the time, especially looking at where Kanye is now. You can see that maybe Kanye had more of a connection to DMX's music than he ever knew, and that maybe any of us knew, and that DMX actually feels a little bit like a blueprint for Kanye at this point, which is kind of fascinating. I'm sure there's a whole deep dive somebody could do in terms of comparing The Life of Pablo or Yeezus to some of those early DMX albums that get so into religion. But you can see here that actually in 2003, when DMX released Grand Champ in September of 2003, that on the fourth track, Dogs Out, Kanye was actually one of the writers and the sole producer, which is pretty cool. So I think this is the earliest instance I've seen of Kanye and X working together, which I don't know if Kanye was in the studio, if he just sent the beats, what the deal was. Like, knowing Kanye back then, he was in his I need to get on phase. So I'm sure he was trying to meet with as many people as possible. But this might have been when the relationship first picked up. But I can't really find anything between them from this 2003 until 2016 period, which I don't know, maybe you know more information. If you know of any details relating to Kanye and DMX between 2003 and 2016, please let me know. Otherwise, the next most recent, or the next I guess dynamic between them that we saw, was in 2016 when DMX appeared on a Real Friends remix, which was awesome. Like, it's a pretty brief verse, but it's everything that I love about DMX. And listening to Real Friends, like this version of Real Friends that has DMX coming in at the intro and the rest of the song kind of playing afterwards, is my preferred version of the song. And Real Friends is like a top Kanye song for me. So I really love this. I love what X was doing in this, like, hate who I love, blessed with the curse, I was born to die, best of the worst. It feels very lost in the world, right? With those contradictions put very close to one another. Like, you're my war, you're my truce, you're my, oh God, I'm blanking on lost in the world lyrics, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So yeah, that was the next instance. And then again in 2019 when X appeared at Sunday service. So those are the three main instances that I think publicly people know about Kanye and X, which, I mean, even the first one, Dogs Out, wasn't really a public, but it seems like in recent years, this was the most recent too. So maybe there was more going on behind the scenes between the two, like texting, Bible conversations. I'm not sure, but I would really love to know more about the relationship, because it seems like X meant a lot to so many people, but to see how much he meant to Kanye, that we're seeing how much Kanye was involved in the memorial service. I don't know. We may never know, but I just think it's pretty nice, pretty beautiful. And you can see here that Photos of Kanye has a great stream of visuals from the event. So this was one of the initial things. Nas, Jay-Z, and Kanye West have dressing rooms backstage at DMX's memorial. This is one of the things that first came out. And you can see some more of the visuals of the Sunday Service Choir. And a lot of the visuals we were just kind of looking at, right? my tweet. This was one of the ones comparing the staging, right? So King Wow, Wow is Hip Hop, just posting this stage, the St. Pablo, and then good old Yeezus. Man, Yeezus. Gotta love Yeezus. And then here was one of the other photos of Kanye that we're going to get to in a bit. This is actually taken by a Complex writer who happened to be in this booth next to Kanye and looked over and saw Kanye. And initial photos didn't have Kanye in the mask, but then Kanye wouldn't put this mask on. And it's the mask he had on stage as well, and has been the topic of conversation lately. We're going to have a different video about that, but you can see some people with him. Pretty sure that's Swizz, right? a few more outlier photos. There's Kanye with the mask again. And then what else do we got? I guess that's it for those photos. But then that brings us to this Complex article by Eric Deep, who's the one that took this photo right here. You can see the credit down here. But this is one of the best overviews I saw of the entire service. If you're curious about what went on beyond just Kanye's portion, it gets into Kanye's Sunday Service Choir, everyone from Jay-Z and Beyonce to Bobby Shmurda were in attendance. And you can see here that Busta Rhymes was talking to Bobby Shmurda. DMX's children shared words about their father. And yeah, it was DMX's song Slippin' that his one daughter, Savannah Jr. talked about. And then the Rough Riders reunited as well, getting into the energy of New York returned. And this is getting into some of the procession as the caskets and X move through the city to the Barclays Center. So really good article, worth reading if you want some of the more details and anecdotes from the day. And then this TMZ article brings us to the aftermath. You can see that Kanye West raises $1 million for DMX's family, profits from custom shirts. And to put that into perspective a little bit, we don't often know how much money artists make, right? And there was something in the research for this video that I saw where X at one point got in trouble for tax evasion. And it said that in this 3-year period that the IRS was coming at him for, he made $2.3 million, which is great, right? That's still a ton of money and more money than most of us will see in our lifetimes. But at the same time, when you have a lot of the assets that someone like X might have, some of the debts and credits that someone like X might have, and the family situation, I think, what was it, 15 kids, right? Which, like, that takes a lot of money to support. $2.3 million can kind of go fast, especially if you have legal troubles, which X had throughout the decade, right? So that $2.3 million over the course of a few years too, right? Which meant that he was making less than $1 million a year, which means the fact that this collaboration, which a lot of people between Kanye and Balenciaga, which a lot of people were kind of upset with, like, why put out this shirt, like this Balenciaga brand? Don't they have a bit of a tiff with Rough Riders and DMX? All of that aside, it raised $1 million for X's family, which is pretty great, like, relative to the fact that this is not someone whose estate was making $10 million, $15 million, $20 million a year. Like, that money is going to, I think, go a long way. And I think any of us would be happy to receive that. And not knowing his situation, it just feels like it's going to be a boon no matter what. And it's not a bad thing. So, oh man, look at that. That's so cool. Like, what a visual. So I think that was really nice and really great. And you can see down here, one of the last details that we have for the video. Our sources say Ye recruited renowned visual artist Akeem Smith to help with the layouts. And it looks like their joint efforts paid off. So looking at Akeem Smith, you can see right here, this is an article from September 2015. And it's see backstage shots from Kanye's Yeezy fashion show. And one of the show's main stylists, Akeem Smith, shares a series of behind-the-scenes snaps. So Akeem and Kanye go back to at least 2015, working on fashion together. And you can see in 2019, when Kanye did an interview with Shane Oliver, Shane was styled by Akeem Smith. So there again, we see another overlap between Kanye and Akeem. And then that brings us to Akeem's Instagram, which I can't scroll too far down because it starts to get a little spicy. but Akeem really is a very visual person. I'm sure you can imagine why that appeals to Kanye, who's such a visual person. But you can see that this is one of his Instagram posts from 35 weeks ago, August 19th, 2020. And he was definitely in Wyoming with one of the tanks. So he and Kanye have continued to collaborate, it seems. Whether or not this was something for God's Country / Donda or West Day Ever, Yeezy Gap, his campaign, whatever Kanye was working on, it seems that they have continued to be in touch for at least 6 years in a working relationship in fashion for the last 6 years. So I don't know how often Akeem has been part of Kanye's stage designs. I know, I feel bad for blanking on the company, but I know he had been working with one company since St. Pablo, and they were also the company he worked with doing the mound for Coachella back in 2019. So, yeah, I guess that's all I got there. But Akeem is one to kind of, I guess, keep an eye on if you're looking for what's going on in the world of Kanye. And if you're just into great visuals and fashion, then you may know Akeem already. If not, there's a whole new artist to kind of dive into and see their work because it seems very impressive. And that's it for this video. If you want to support, the easiest way is liking, subscribing, commenting. All of those things tell YouTube this is a channel people enjoy, and they show it to more people, all the algorithm stuff. We also have our podcast, Watching the Throne, a lyrical analysis of Kanye West, which is available everywhere, though Spotify is having some issues with copyright at the moment. But Apple has all of our episodes. We're going through the discography for a second time. We go line by line, explaining themes and narrative, and each episode will change how you listen to the song forever and how you listen to the album forever. It is the largest body of scholarly work on Kanye's lyrics and albums that has ever been undertaken. So we're going through the discography for a second time. We're into Graduation at this point. So you can check out Graduation, Late Registration, College Dropout, as well as our episodes on Ye, Kitsy Ghost, and Jesus is King. So we're going back through, catching back up to Ye and Kitsy Ghost. So you can see those there. We also have our movie analysis website, Film Colossus, where we explain movie endings and themes. So if you want to read up on Justice League's epilogue explained, or you've seen Nocturnal Animals, Fight Club, Your Name, Prisoners, Black Swan, The Lobster, anything like that, checking out the articles helps as well. We also co-wrote the current season of Dissect, which is on the one, the only album, Yeezus, which is amazing. And I Am a God has recently just come out. You can see there are currently 4 episodes on the season. And it was a lot of time, a lot of effort. So it means a lot if you check it out and tell Cole that you really enjoyed the episode because, you know, we like more work. but that's it for this video. Until next time, please stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.